A lot of police calls involve sending officers to deal with someone in a fragile mental state, and that can end poorly. That's why the Columbus Police started a new partnership with Franklin County's 24/7 Health Crisis Center, NetCare. WOSU's Adora Namigade reports police and social workers respond together when they think someone could be in the midst of a mental health crisis.
Officer Bob Heinzman and social worker Kristen Moreland work together to respond to mental health runs that come through police dispatch.
So now we're going to head out to a house for a female who we received a referral on, actually. It was a call that was sent out that came into Delaware County, I believe, originally.
Moreland and Heinzman went to check on the client's house the day before, but she wasn't home.
So I called her this morning, and in the conversation, the way that she was talking was very circular, and her thought was very, sorry, her thoughts were very, tangential, just kind of all over the place, very disorganized thinking, and to me, sounded like what would be manic behavior.
So they're going to check on her.
And then based on what I see, Bob and I will make a decision on whether or not she is pink slipped and taken in or left in the community.
A pink slip is Ohio Form 5122. It lets doctors, police, and some others have a person temporarily held against their will if they're deemed to be a danger to themselves or others. It's been in the news with Governor DeWine's gun violence reduction plan, although the Columbus effort is unrelated. This particular client was ultimately transported to a hospital of her choosing. Before the mobile crisis response team was formed, police would go take such calls alone. Sometimes, NetCare would call the Columbus Police for assistance if clients behaved aggressively. Sergeant Matthew Harris runs the team. It became a permanent part of the Columbus Division of Police in August.
Everybody sort of realized at some point that the number of calls that we get that contain words in the narrative and the CAD data, such as bipolar, schizophrenic, off meds, depressed, suicidal. All this terminology that relates to mental health, we figured out very quickly that we need to do something more.
The Mobile Crisis Response Unit pairs five officers with five clinicians. The clinicians are funded by the Alcohol, Drug, and Mental Health Board of Franklin County. On any mental health run, there's about a 50% chance the team transports the person to the hospital for a mental health intake. When the team was in a trial phase last year, it conducted 864 transports, six of whom were sent to jail. Compare that to patrol officers, who conducted 7,805 transports and took nearly 800 people to jail. People who are taken away can choose to go to Ohio State, Riverside, or NetCare, depending on their needs.
One of the goals is take some of that weight off of the patrol officers, who are really just generalists. Patrol officers do car accidents, burglaries, domestics, hold up alarms, theft reports. They have to sort of know how to do a lot of different things.
Officer Heinzman says serving on the team has helped grow his empathy.
When I started this a year ago, I'm learning all kinds of stuff about mental health that I never knew before. You know what I mean? I deal with folks, but I never knew the underlying causes of why they may act this way.
But now, he realizes the way an officer responds can potentially de-escalate an encounter. Social worker Kristen Moreland has also learned from working with officers.
I can say from a social work standpoint that they are put in positions every day that most people would never even imagine.
When the team was in a trial phase in 2018, it responded to nearly 7,000 calls for service. They hope the team is a step toward more community-oriented policing. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.